Harper Audio presents The Myth of the Rational Market, a history of risk, reward, and delusion on Wall Street by Justin Fox, read by Alan Sklar. Copyright 2009 by Justin Fox. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Introduction. It had been working so exceptionally well. On the fourth Tuesday of October in 2008, 82-year-old Alan Greenspan paid a visit to Capitol Hill to admit that he had misunderstood how the world works. Sitting at the witnesses' table in the hearing room on the first floor of the Rayburn House office building, the former Federal Reserve Chairman started by reading a statement that tried to explain what had gone so wrong with financial markets over the past year. After asking Greenspan a few questions, the chairman of the House Committee on Government Oversight and Reform, California Democrat Henry Waxman, summed up. "In other words," he said, "you found that your view of the world, your ideology, was not right. It was not working." "Precisely," replied Greenspan. "That's precisely the reason I was shocked, because I had been going for 40 years or more with very considerable evidence that I was working exceptionally well." During those 40 years, especially the 19 during which Greenspan was the world's top central banker, financial markets grew to play an ever larger and less fettered role. The stock